Christiana Haida has a master's degree in marriage, family, and child counseling, and she's very familiar with the statistics about divorce. But Haida is ecstatic about being able to marry her partner of more than 20 years.
Nobody wants special rights. We just want to have the same rights anybody else does.
Haida is in a same-sex relationship in Tucson, and she recently traveled to California with her partner to tie the knot, thanks to a couple of recent rulings from the U.S. Supreme Court. The court made it possible for same-sex marriages to resume in our neighboring state, and it also ruled that same-sex married couples are entitled to federal benefits enjoyed by opposite-gender couples. And even though Arizona and the majority of other states do not recognize same-sex marriages, Haida is undeterred.
We're hoping that not only will it allow us some federal benefits, even though we live in Arizona, but we see the whole movement going towards equality. So we think within a few years we will have full rights even in this state.
Brad Sensenbach is a real estate broker in Tucson. He remembers the moment when he heard about the Supreme Court rulings.
We were kind of stunned at first. We weren't sure, was it going to stand? Was this real? You know, it just seemed like it was a little bit of dream come true.
Sensenbach has been with his partner, Sebastian, for more than a decade. Sebastian was born in Mexico and has a visa that permits him to work legally in the U.S. But if he can get his so-called green card, allowing him to become a permanent resident, his opportunities will increase. Sensenbach explains.
He is here now on a TN worker visa, which is quite cumbersome. He has a job he likes now, but he needs to work only that job. He can't work any part-time work. If anything were to go sour at his job, he'd have to go apply for a whole new visa. So when this came down and it looked like we could become a married couple and then I could sponsor him as my spouse, that opened up the door for us to be able to get a green card.
There are many reasons why people are choosing to get legally married, but not everyone with this opportunity is signing up.
I don't need the approval of the state still married.
Colette Barajas is a longtime activist and realtor in Tucson. She says she's glad other couples can enter into this legal relationship, but it's not something she finds personally necessary right now.
Kristen and I will be celebrating 10 years, and we believe that our God, our church, and our family and friends support our relationship, and that's good enough for us in considering that we live in Arizona and we can't receive any of the benefits. But our relationship is solid and acknowledged and supported by the people that it's important for us. We don't need a piece of paper.
And all of these different attitudes and circumstances are reigniting the conversation about the meaning of marriage in our society and government's role in regulating this institution. Fenton Johnson is an associate professor of English at the University of Arizona. He's also a novelist, essayist, and commentator.
If we took marriage out of the hands of the state, we would effectively separate church and state, which is one of the guiding principles of this country.
Instead of having to get married to qualify for benefits, Fenton believes people should have the option of passing them along to a person of their choice, such as a grandchild or nephew. What if someone is single, for example?
The government's job, the state's job, is to allocate rights to each individual equal before the law. And I'll give you an example. I contribute 50% of my Social Security income to my Social Security account. Why should I have to marry someone in order to leave that 50%, not the government's contribution, but that 50% to the person of my choice? This is an issue in which the government is still allocating benefits rights unequally.
Johnson wrote an article for Harper's Magazine almost two decades ago when the topic of equal marriage rights entered the national conscience in a very big way.
The speed with which this has happened is astonishing and enormously gratifying, and I really congratulate the people who fought for it. I, in my way, fought for it with that article, which ran coincident with the 1996 presidential election, in which same-gender marriage was, for the first time nationally, a very hot issue.
And with the recent emphasis on marriage, Johnson believes gays and lesbians may not have been paying sufficient attention to other important matters.
Most notably for me, the issue of employment protections. To give a good example, Arizona, a lesbian in Yuma who leaves her partner's photograph on her desk and refers to her partner as her partner can be fired from her job.
The sentiments about discrimination and equality are shared by many people in our community, whether single, legally married, or not. Again, Colette Barajas.
Because I believe in, as long as there are laws on the book that discriminate, then we all suffer.
Colette Barajas, Christiana Heide, Fenton Johnson, and others say there are plenty of issues that need attention. And while the recent Supreme Court rulings are a welcome victory, activists say they won't be resting on their laurels. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Tony Paniagua.